Marion, can you first introduce yourself?
My name is Marion and I come from a network that is called Welcome to Europe.
And can you explain more where Welcome to Europe come from and what it is?
We founded this network after a No Border camp in 2009 in Lesbos. This is a Greek island. And we came to there with a few hundred activists. And we came there to confront the outer border of Europe. We came mainly to confront Frontex. And when we came there, what happened was that we came into a direct contact with the migrants that they arrived with the small boats from Turkey. And it was a coming together that was incredible somehow, because the people came directly out of the sea and we started to get into contact and into communication. And we started to get confronted also immediately with the inner European borders, because what happened with the people first was that they were fingerprinted in Greece, and it was the time when still deportations to Greece were ongoing. And so we were confronted in the same moment that we came to see the outer border also with the inner borders of Europe. And then we made a common decision together with those that they arrived and with those that they came as activists to this outer border, that we need to make a common step. And we founded this network called Welcome to Europe, because we had the feeling that what is most needed in this moment of arrival is the information, okay, when I go further and I reach my final destination, I need people there that they support in case that there is a deportation threat, in case that people don't know how to deal with it and they don't find partners to struggle, let's say, and we wanted to bring people into contact with each other. This was the plan.
And concretely, what is it now?
Now it is a network that is, sometimes it's a little bit complicated to describe, because it has no memberships. It is a network that consists of friendships that they mainly came out of these direct contacts at the outer borders. Until now, not only the border in Turkey, Greece anymore, but also people involved that they work in the border Morocco, Spain, for example, and they got there into direct contacts. A lot of other contacts started to become more active through all these migrant struggles all over Europe, and it was somehow the try, and is still, to make the connection, with people struggling at different ways to reach Europe, but also then on their further way. And what we then started to do very practically was that we founded a web guide that is existing now in four languages, and that is mainly there to give contacts in all the different European countries and the countries at the border of Europe for people when they arrived or when they go further, that they can find their contacts to people that they are really on their side and that they are not part of the migration regime, but that they are in resistance against it. And so to try to support the struggles for freedom of movement on a very practical level, I would say. This is one cornerstone. And there's other parts of our work that is more the way back to the border on another level. What we did in 2009 was that we mainly came with European activists to the border. What is developed out of the work we did in this network is that nowadays when we make the journeys to the border, it's always journeys together with people that they did this way by themselves. We created back to the border tours, mainly back to Lesbos in the moment, but we hope that it will inspire also others. Where people that they made their first steps into Europe from Turkey to Greece, and they receive now a legal status somewhere in Europe and they can travel, they go back and they welcome the newcomers. This is something that developed within the last 2 years, and it's always very inspiring moments of encounter.
And Welcome to Europe is also connected with other actions?
Yeah, it is connected with a lot of different actions. Also, when we are today here in this meeting of different self-organized refugee groups, then Welcome to Europe has a strong connection with it, because we try to support in the struggles that they are ongoing. We tried a lot to support hunger strikes and revolts in Greek prisons, for example, but also we have been involved in the march of self-organized refugees from Strasbourg to Brussels, or we are involved in the daily work. Me, I'm coming from Germany, in the daily work and with the people that they arrive here and with the problems they face. One cornerstone of our work was always the work against the deportation threats via the Dublin Regulation. I think this is a very important task in the moment. Where we started from with the deportations from Greece, this is somehow history, because the deportations to Greece have been cancelled in most European countries in 2011 after a ruling of the European Human Rights Court. But with a lot of other countries, this problem still exists. And there are a lot of people that they work on a local level very much in this matter of forced return from one place to another, and be it the Dublin deportations or be it also an info mobile that works in Serbia, for example, against the forced returns from Hungary to Serbia and things like this. And I think this is something very concrete on a lot of different levels, to say we are clearly opting for a welcoming Europe, and this means also we need, as long as there is a migration regime that forces people from one point to another, we need to establish structures beyond. We try to establish structures that say somehow find places all over Europe where they can count on people to move further on. And I think this is one main cornerstone, let's say.
What are the perspectives now?
On a practical level, I think what is for this year very clear is that we will have another back to the border tour to Greece. We decided in the last year that we want to do this now every year. And it's mainly organized by young people that they came as unaccompanied minor refugees to Greece, mainly people from Afghanistan, but also from Somalia, from Sudan, from different other countries are involved in this process. And they organized together, and they decided this coming together at the border, it's very important for us and also for our reality when we are now somehow more stabilized. And they will do it now regularly. This is the one thing that is clear for this year. For this year, it is also one main topic to, like always, to stabilize more this WebGuide project, which means not only to have a website as a platform, but also to have more stabilized contacts within groups and people who work in different cities, different places all over Europe, to really stabilize the connections and to really be able to say, hey, when you pass through Germany and you want to go to Sweden, then this is the friends that are there and that they can support you on your further way. It's one very important aim for us all the time. What was additionally founded in last October was an alarm phone for boat people, as one other cornerstone, let's say, to fight against the death in the Mediterranean Sea. This is one very important project for us, that we founded it not only as Welcome to Europe, but together with a lot of other grassroots movements, not only from Europe, but also beyond. There's also groups involved who work in Tunis, in Tunisia, groups involved who work in Tanga, in Morocco, friends from Turkey are involved. So it's somehow the try to connect the different sides of the Mediterranean Sea with the clear aim to assist to come closer to a point that people can move freely, and as long as it's not possible, to at least stop this death in the Mediterranean Sea. This is one other very big project. It started in October, as I said, and this is what for us as Welcome to Europe, because we have mainly or the strongest connection with the border Turkey-Greece. It will be one aim to distribute this emergency number also on the, in this border zone, to make visits also in Izmir before the people go from there. And we hope, especially in this border region, that it can be a clear tool to work against the practice of pushbacks, because this is a very strong instrument of the of Frontex and of the European Union in the moment to block people from entering. And this is something where we try to raise voice against and also to intervene on a very practical level, to say that this is not happening unseen. There is people who see it immediately when it happens, and that they raise voice and that they protest against it.
Do you want to add something?
Maybe the only thing to add is that my biggest wish or my biggest hope is that this is really inspiring. Because I think what we make in all these different actions and activities, it's really a connection with people that they are on a move since a very long time, and that they have a lot of ideas that we need. I think what we learned when we founded the network Welcome to Europe was that this coming together on a same level somehow is giving us also a lot of strength in these daily struggles. Because in a lot of moments we feel too weak when we see all the suffering, when we see all the mistreatment at the borders. It's a lot of very hard stuff you have to face every day. But what we see in these moments when we join hands and when we come together, that we can also open our eyes for the strength that is behind the people. And I think this is something that we learned in the last years, to use this strength and to use this power that comes also from dancing on the fences of a detention center, that this is something that can for a moment break the isolation and break the aim of the border regime, let's say, and create a moment that is clear, that is beyond what is existing nowadays. And I think this is where we want to go to another possible Europe, to another world with maybe global social rights for everybody. This is the aim that is behind, and I think what we try is to go for it on a very practical daily level.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.